Have you ever considered how you can spend more of your retirement money without the risk of running out? Well, you should, because the rule that says you can only spend 4% is very much alive and well. Hi, everyone. Welcome to episode number 42 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. This is Marty Becker, owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. This episode, I'm going to walk you through something that I've based my entire educational platform on, which is this elusive 4% rule. And this rule was originally written about in the early 1990s by a gentleman by the name of William Bengin. Now, Mr. Bengin was a financial planner who was trying to figure out how much money could his clients take out of their portfolio and still have a relatively high chance. Not a guarantee, but a relatively high chance of not running out of money in a 30-year period. So he ran all these simulations using returns of the S&P 500, going all the way back to like 1926, I believe. And what he found through those simulations was that people could take 4% of their portfolio and still have a relatively high chance of not running out of money over a 30-year period. I've heard people say you can take 5%. I've even heard one radio host who's a supposed financial guru say that you can take up to 8% per year. And that is complete garbage, because the success of the portfolio is completely dependent on the order of the returns that you receive, or what's known as the sequence of returns. Meaning, if you have early losses in your retirement, a 4% withdrawal rate with inflation over time should sustain you over a 30-year period, even if you enter retirement in a down market. However, Bengin wrote about this 30 years ago. We live in a very different world than we did 30 years ago. And with the exception of the last 18 to 24 months, we have been living in a very low interest rate environment, and our markets are way more volatile. So how much can you really take every year? Well, at the end of the day, nobody really knows, because nobody knows what's going to happen in the market or the economy tomorrow, much less 20 years from now. So I wanted to run some numbers and really do a side-by-side comparison that would show you the difference of implementing an income annuity into your retirement plan instead of just using a straight managed portfolio and the 4% rule. So let's just start with an average 65-year-old couple who has $500,000 in their retirement portfolio. Well, according to the 4% rule, the most they should take out of that portfolio is $20,000 per year to start. And as of right now, at the time of this recording, which is September of 2024, that same couple could get a guaranteed $20,000 per year from an income annuity for a little over $265,000. So if we're going to do a true apples-to-apples comparison, and we just look at that chunk of money, that $265,000, using just that portion of the portfolio, well, 4% of that would only produce $10,600 per year. But if they just were to reallocate that portion of the money to the annuity, as I just mentioned, that would give them a guaranteed $20,000 per year for the rest of their lives, no matter how long they live. Well, that's over 88.5% more spendable income, and it's guaranteed for life. Now, if they so choose, could they still take 4% from the remaining $235,000 in the portfolio? And the answer is yes. So 4% of the remaining money in their investment portfolio, that would be a beginning withdrawal of $9,400 per year. So with the annuity and the remaining portfolio, now they're going to have a starting retirement income of over $29,000 per year, which is 47% more spendable income than if they just would have stuck with the traditional managed portfolio using the 4% rule. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, Marty, they just locked up $265,000 of their money using the annuity, but with the portfolio, they would have access to all 500,000. And my response to that would be with a question, what is the purpose of the money? Because if the purpose of the money is truly to provide income for the rest of their lives, then that 500,000, all of it is locked up in whatever investments or portfolio that they're using, so it can continue to create that $20,000 per year. So they just can't go into that portfolio of 500,000 and grab 50,000 out to give to their kids to use for a down payment on a house. They can't go in there and grab 100,000 to buy a boat, because if they do that, now they have to recalibrate the entire income plan. And remember, that 20,000 with some inflation, that is not guaranteed to last for the rest of their lives. Now, if they're in a relatively modest portfolio, like a 60-40, is there a pretty good chance it's going to last? And the answer is yes. Let's just take a look at a side-by-side comparison of a 60-40 portfolio. On the left, we're looking at the entire 500,000, providing the initial 20,000 per year in income with a 2.5% inflation rate. On the right, we're looking at the remaining money outside of the annuity in a 60-40 portfolio. And now that portfolio is just serving the inflation offset. So adding the withdrawals to the guaranteed 20,000 that they're getting from the income annuity. And as you can see, at certain points in the portfolio, the full 500,000 portfolio is ahead, like in the 10th year here. And a lot of times the concern is, hey, if something happens to us, we want to be able to leave as much money behind as possible. But what a lot of people forget is that the annuity still has a death benefit to it. Okay, now after the 10th year, how much is that death benefit? I don't know. It depends on the type of annuity that has been used. So what you have to do, to be really honest with this, is add any remaining value of the annuity to the portfolio on the right, because that is the true value of your net worth. But if we look after 20 full years of withdrawals of these two portfolios, the annuity option is almost $100,000 ahead of just using the managed portfolio. And let's not forget that the portfolio on the right started with less than half the amount of money inside of it. Now, let's just take a look at one more quick example, because really the best way to use these income annuities is to take full advantage of the deferred roll-ups. Now, this example, since rates are really high at the time of this recording, what I did was I actually took like the sixth or seventh highest paying annuity out there that would be more reflective of normal times. So if this same couple would have planned this 5 years earlier when they were 60, they could have a guaranteed $20,000 per year at the age of 65, using only $202,500. So about $63,000 less if they waited until 65 to fund the annuity and start the income. So using that 4% rule, knowing that we have to have $500,000 to get $20,000 out of it, what would that $202,000 that they were going to allocate to the annuity 5 years earlier, what is the growth rate that they would have to get to turn $202,000 into $500,000 in a five-year period? And it's over 19.8% every single year with no losses and net of management fees. Just not going to happen. And here's the thing. We can look at these numbers 100 different ways. But after a while, it really just starts to become mind-numbing, not only for me creating this content, but for you out there trying to listen. So I like to try and make things as simple and straightforward as possible. But one thing I'm always asking myself is, okay, Becker, what is your point? My point in showing you all this is that income annuities are the only financial products out there that can give you this type of predictability and guarantees, because they're based on risk pooling, and mortality credits. And sure, you may get lucky and retire into a perfect market scenario, and your stock portfolio may be worth millions after a certain amount of time. And honestly, I hope that is the case for everyone. I really do. But what we know from history is it could also do the exact opposite and be absolutely devastating to your portfolio, and then you're screwed at that point because your advisor or the brokerage house that you're using is not going to make you whole, and there are no repercussions, okay? There is no way to get that money back if it's lost, except for sitting and waiting. And at that point, you're running out of time. My point is not to scare you or to try to convince you to do something that you don't want to do. It is to educate you on why you should seriously consider getting your income foundation laid and having that in place. And then you can get as aggressive as you want with the rest of your money and chase the bigger opportunities. So get your income floor in place, because no other financial product can guarantee you the income for the rest of your life. No other financial product can do this. Not stocks, not bonds, not CDs, not ETFs, not even real estate, not crypto. Annuities literally are it. And I have a whole lot of examples like this in my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. So if you haven't had a chance to watch that, you can find it on pretty much any page of my website. So everyone, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. And if you found this information helpful or interesting, like and subscribe to the podcast or the YouTube channel, and definitely share this information with someone that you think it could help. And if you'd like to find out if the Atlas Annuity Strategy is right for you, all you have to do is click the schedule a call button in the top right corner of any page of my website, or you can go directly to atlasannuity.com to book a short phone call and let's get your questions answered. I want to thank all of you again for listening. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you with episode number 42 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We will see you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.